It is 17 minutes after 7, and you're listening to Saskatchewan Weekend on CBC Radio 1. I'm Shauna Powers. Don Wilkins describes himself as a farmer who worked all his life just north of the village of Girvan. But if you've seen his sculptures along Highway 11, you'll know he's also an artist. Don was part of a group of area residents who successfully campaigned to have Highway 11 renamed the Louis Riel Trail, and his Métis sculptures are featured along this route. When I've met Don outside the Eco Centre in Craik, I first asked him what inspired him to create the works.
We were party of getting the highway named the Louis Riel Trail, and I won't go into the reasons for it except of historical interest, and the emerging population of Métis people in Saskatchewan meant this was a great opportunity to focus in that vein. And the Department of Highways, it took 2 years to bring the highway name to fruition. And the Department of Highways said they would not just give us a name without something going with it. And that was fair enough. And because I had a historical interest, I decided that I would go into my shop. I had restored cars and did a lot of welding, that I would build sculptures and Red River carts that would depict Métis history from 1850 roughly to 1895. So that is the scope of my work.
And as a result of that, that's one of the reasons why permission was given to rename that stretch the Louis Riel Trail.
Yes, the Louis Riel Trail actually starts in Regina and ends up just a couple miles south of Prince Albert, which encompasses the whole highway of number 11.
Why was it important for you to have that large stretch of highway named in Louis Riel's real memory, I guess?
I said I was a history buff and a great interest in the history of the Northwest, and I just had a great interest in Métis history. I could tell you that I have a couple of Métis grandchildren, and of whom I'm very proud of. They are an emerging cultural group in this province. They were once, of course, very, very prominent, but nowadays they are gaining in numbers and will influence this province. And I thought it was only fair that we bring some of their history into focus, and not this was as far as I was concerned, was the greatest art gallery in Saskatchewan, is to put something up beside the highway where people could see it daily and be reminded of our history.
What aspects of the Métis history do you feel you most wanted to share with people who were traveling along what is now known as the Louis Riel Trail?
That's an interesting question. I'm quite interested in a holistic approach to Métis history, from their migration out of Manitoba, the Red River area, came into the Batoche area or the Saskatchewan River system. There's a very, very interesting story there. But they were the economic backbone in the 1800s of this country. Without the Métis, the Hudson's Bay Company, which was the premier company, would have had a very tough time economically. I think it was important enough that we portray that, and visually was my way of doing it.
I know in our conversations that we've had before, the mic was turned on. I sense a great deal of pride and respect from you for the region that you call home. What is it about this region that, you know, that really resonates with you?
I love the prairie. I like the landscape of the prairie. And this hasn't been my only home in my lifetime. I spent part of my life in British Columbia, so I do understand what it's like to be surrounded by mountains and pine trees. I was actually born near Montana in the Mankota area. So open spaces, I do find a comfort zone in open spaces. But this area over here comprises two or three main river valleys, and these river valleys are very important to this region economically. They aid to the ranchers, but historically very important. They provide water, shelter, comfort, home, wood, and the native population certainly spent a great deal of time in them. I have a collection of native artifacts that I found on my own land and on the edges of the river valley prior to the 80s, I've always felt an empathy towards the people that lived here thousands of years ago, as well as those living today. But historically, it's very interesting. And there's a lot more to prairie than I think most people realize in terms of the amount of wildlife we have.
For people who struggle, I guess, with seeing the beauty of the prairie and seeing the diversity that exists within it, are there ways that you've tried to sort of give them a little tweak to say, just look at it a little bit differently? Here's maybe something that will help you give insight into why this landscape is so striking.
That's really tough, and it's a tough thing to do. What I think we've tried to do here is we're leading a very fast-paced life. That's the way society is now. But if we can just slow them down a little bit so they can stop and just look sideways a little bit, they'll be quite pleasantly surprised what the area has to offer.